Welcome to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Each weekday, Dr. Crisp will be discussing biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Tune in daily to start your day right and deepen your understanding of how to better walk the way and enjoy the journey. Here's your host, Dr. Tony Crisp.
Welcome to On the Way. This is Tony Crisp, and this is Podcast 1074. Today, we will begin to walk through the books of the Apostle Paul, the Pauline epistles. An epistle is a letter. And we have to remember that the Apostle Paul's letters are just that. Letters to churches, letters to individuals, letters to friends many times. And the whole letter needs to be read at one time, just like you would read any other letter. If someone wrote you a personal letter or someone wrote a letter to your family, you would gather the family together, or you would take your time, set aside time, and read the entire letter. Why? Because it's important to read it all together where you can see the context in which something was written. Every letter is different. And every letter has a context. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But think about it. The Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament. He wrote the book of Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Each one of these letters are the inspired words of God. It's amazing how God takes all of the biblical writers and, each one being different, allowed them to have experiences in their lives, backgrounds in their lives, context in their lives, various family and circumstances in which they grew up and in which they matured, and how God used those backgrounds and how God used those circumstances to mold them into the people they needed to be that would speak forth the truth of God's word. Now, let me just say that's the way that God works in every one of our lives. It doesn't matter what your background is, how little you think of yourself or how much you think of yourself. God is sovereign, and God places us in history, in His story, in a time that is unique. No other person is just like you. No other time is just like the time in which we live. And God, in His great vision and sovereignty, His rule over heaven and earth, has allowed you, and He has allowed me, to be born in a time in which we can make a difference like no other person. But many times we don't rise to the occasion. Thank God that the young man who grew up in the Tarsus Mountains, in the region of Cilicia, had an upbringing from a godly father that loved him enough at some point to send him to Jerusalem, where he studied under the great elder Gamaliel. Now, Gamaliel, you'll read about in the book of Acts, is fascinating. Gamaliel is just not another Pharisee, not just another rabbi. He was the last of the great elders. He was the grandson of the elder and the rabbi Hillel. Hillel and Shammai, you need to look them up, study their lives. It is fascinating because from them came two schools of thought that are recorded in the Talmudic writings. From them came two schools of how to view the scriptures. And so the Apostle Paul studied under the school of Hillel. Yes, he knew the school of Shammai, but his great elder, Gamaliel, was the one who took Paul under his wing. And aren't you glad that he did and taught him all of the rabbinical teachings? But more than that, taught him Torah, taught him the Nevi'im, the prophets, the Ketuvim, the writings. And it was from that foundation that the Apostle Paul became the great apologist, the great defender of the Christian faith. He, being a Jew, was the great champion of the Gentiles. And when we come to the book of Romans, and the book of Galatians, we have the two great books on salvation. And as we go through those books of Paul, and especially the book of Romans and the book of Galatians, we're going to see how Paul is used by God to answer the age-old question that all of us will ask at one time or another. We may not ask it as eloquently as the Apostle Paul, but we will ask the question in our own feeble or erudite way, and that is, how can a man be made right with God? What is the basis of being right with God? That was not only the question of the great reformers of 400, 500, and 600 years ago, but it's the age-old question from the garden. How can a man be made right with God? How could Adam and Eve, who sinned in the pristine beauty of paradise, how could they ever be reconciled to God? And that question has been answered over and over again by thousands of people, and thousands of people have gotten it wrong, thousands have gotten it right. We're going to look at the teachings of the Apostle Paul as we make our way through this New Testament as an overview, and we're going to look at Galatians, we're going to look at Romans, and answer the question, not in our own wisdom, but in the great wisdom of God that he gave to the Apostle Paul. Now, certainly he spoke through the other apostles. Certainly he spoke through Luke, who was the personal physician of the Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus. But through the Apostle Paul, he spoke clearly, distinctly. And as we go through these various epistles of Paul, I want us to remember that each one of these has a context. We don't always know what that is, but as I have told you in times past, every Bible writer from Moses to John, which includes the Apostle Paul, believed the people to whom they were writing understood the language, they understood the historical circumstances, they understood the geography that was spoken of, if geography was spoken of in a particular letter. They understood the cultural customs of the day, and they understood the occasion of the particular writing or message that was given. And we don't always do that. We don't always know that. And in the letters of the Apostle Paul, great scholars have for centuries now searched for what was the occasion of the writing, sometimes from where the letter was written. But what I'm going to do is try to help us to understand the big picture. But we have to understand the context. So I'm going to remind you that every child of God, you and I, have the Spirit of God living in our hearts, if indeed we are followers of Jesus. And that Spirit is the same Spirit that inspired the Apostle Paul to write these words. And the same Spirit who inspired the apostle to write these words is the same Spirit of God who can illuminate our minds, can connect the dots, can give the associations necessary, can give the interpretation. And always that will be in context. Context, con, is the Latin word with. And so whatever is in the text, there are verses around that text or passage. There is a body, a writing that is in that whole arena of the letter that's being written. There is a geographical context where the city or the person was that received the letter. There is a context in which the writer wrote. All of these things are very important. There was a historical framework. Times are different. And because times are different, then if we know the historical time frame, we will know the mindset better. We will know the occasion better. And that helps us to understand the motif, the cultural arrangement, the cultural milieu of the day. And so these things are very important in understanding letters. We have to understand the language, the grammar, the syntax. We have to understand how the nouns and the verbs fit together. Why? Because this is language. And this is how we communicate. This is not something that you say, well, just give me Jesus. Well, Jesus wants us to understand he gave us a mind. And when you were saved, when you became a follower of Jesus and the Spirit of God came to live within you, that doesn't mean you put your mind into neutral and your mouth into overdrive. That means that you become a student of the Word of God. You become a learner. The word mathetes, like its Hebrew counterpart, Talmud, is a learner, is one who receives instruction. It's a proud person that says, I don't need anybody. All I need is the Spirit of God, and I can get out here on a stump somewhere in the woods. I don't have to know grammar. I don't have to know language. All I need is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Sir, ma'am, you're wrong. Because God uses people. You wouldn't have the scripture if it were not for people who did just what I said, and that is they became learners. If you're not a student of the Word of God, you're not a disciple of Jesus, because the very word disciple in the languages of the Bible means a learner, a student. And this is why the Lord Jesus said, if you are burdened, you are heavy laden with laws and rules and regulations. Remember the context to whom he was speaking. Jews who had been taught things that had put them out of balance. And God's shalom, God's balance, God's harmony, God's peace had brought them back to center. You see, that's what the Spirit of God does. When a person is controlled by God's Spirit, he is never more balanced. He is never more in his right mind. And this is what God does. He brings us back to center. He brings us back to balance. It's not some harebrained, I can say anything I want to. I don't even know what I said. I just get up and burn for Jesus. That's silliness. You have to study the Word of God, and you need to do whatever you need to do to learn how to speak correctly, write correctly, do the things that you need to do. And you're listening to a man who was unlearned, who was unschooled, who was ignorant. In many ways, I still am. But I want to tell you, I have spent the last almost 50 years of my life studying the Word of God, studying the languages, studying the historical, the geographical, the cultural, contextual setting of the Bible. Why? So that when I finish my race and I finish my course, I will hear from the Lord Jesus, well done, good and faithful servant. You see, we belong to him. And the Apostle Paul understood that. So he wrote out, and God used his background, his schooling, his learning. A man who said, I am the chief of sinners. A man who no doubt saw and oversaw the murder of some of God's choicest servants. And he said, in essence, what was once my shame is now my glory. As we go through these letters of the Apostle Paul, starting tomorrow with Romans and Galatians, may God fill us with his will. God bless you as you walk on the way. This is Tony Crisp.
Thanks for listening to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Tune in every weekday for information on biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Fridays are for your questions. Email your questions to questions@tonycrisp.org, then just listen for your question to be answered on Friday's podcast. That's questions@tonycrisp.org. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day on the way.